بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم باب كراهة النفخ في الشراب is the chapter on blowing into a utensil, into a drink. It is makruh. It is undesirable to blow into a drink. عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى عن النفخ في الشراب فقال رجل القذاة أراها في الإناء فقال أهرقها قال إني لا أرضى من نفس واحد قال فأبني القدح إذن عن فيك رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. هذا أبو سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade blowing into a drink. So a man asks, what if I see a blade of grass in the utensil? So many times a person is drinking something and something falls in. So he needs to remove that. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, pour it out. So it is simple, when a person, something, he's drinking something, so he is not allowed to blow into the drink. But if something gets into that utensil, then he just pour that portion out, use a spoon to remove it, use something to remove that blade of grass or whatever may have fallen in it. Then the man asks, that my thirst is not quenched in one breath. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained to him then, and he said, then move the utensil away from your mouth. In other words, when you're drinking any liquid, then drink slowly and drink in three breaths, as this will cause you to be satisfied, you'll be quenched. So you don't just drink in one gulp, as we mentioned the other day. Take a sip, remove the utensil away from your mouth, breathe out, take again another sip, and then you remove the utensil, and then you breathe out, and then you drink again, whether three or four or five times, but you drink in smaller sips instead of drinking in one gulp. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى أن يتنفس في الإناء أو ينفخ فيه رواه الترمذي قال حديث حسن صحيح. And this hadith came again previously. Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas رضي الله تعالى عنهما says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم forbade breathing into a utensil or blowing into it. Again, Allah Ta'ala wants to protect us, and these are simple things that a person should do in his life, that Rasulullah explains that do not breathe into the utensil, don't blow into it. Sometimes when a person exhales something, then some type of gas may come out, or something from his body is removed and comes into the utensil, and he does not realize this. This may cause harm to him. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do not do this. People have explained that sometimes person wants to cool something which is hot. So the easiest thing is to wait a little while, be patient, or pour it in some other cup or utensil, and this is how a person should cool his drink. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi.